A Falmouth woman is proposing a 200-acre seaweed farm off Falmouth at a time when aquaculture's growth in Maine is drawing controversy. But as Fred Bever reports, this sea farmer believes she can win support from the seafaring community.
Colleen Frankie is sternman on her husband's lobster trawler, the Linda Kate, which often moors on the landward side of Clapboard Island, less than 2 miles off Falmouth's town landing. Now she is asking the state for 20-year leases on 200-acre ocean plots to the island's northeast. Frankie says that because the season for the sugar kelp she plans to farm runs from November through May, most potential conflicts with other boaters and fishermen should be averted.
This is where I lobster in the summertime. This is where I gain my income from, too. So I'm not going to shoot myself in the foot.
Frankie adds that her business has a special mission, to employ women who, like her, are recovering from substance abuse issues.
Getting these women out of their element, trying something new. It's the concept of if you plant something and you nurture it and it grows, then you have the opportunity to grow alongside what you're actually planting.
Summit Point Seafood Company would own the lease, and the company will be called Salt Sisters. It would be one of the largest aquaculture operations in Maine. The two lease applications will be the first published under a new state process that aims to allow earlier public scrutiny of proposed aquaculture operations. A public scoping session and subsequent public hearings have yet to be scheduled. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can find links to the Summit Point Seaweed Farm plans at mainepublic.org.